Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, April 28, in Squiz Kids Today. Farewell, Pope Francis. Wild woodpecker rampage, bear tackles a slippery dip, and Valerie the adventurous dashhound is found. That's what's making news, kid style.
The Lowdown.
Welcome back to another school term of Squiz Kids. We can't wait to get stuck into term two with you all. And we start the new term with the biggest news story that happened over the Easter break, and that is the death of the Pope. You might have seen or heard over the Easter break that at the age of 88, the man who was the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, passed away. And over the weekend, more than 400,000 people gathered in Rome, in Italy, for the Pope's funeral. There were kings and queens, presidents and prime ministers, there were cardinals and high-ranking church officials, but most of all, there were what are called pilgrims. Ordinary people, many Christians, some not, who wanted to say farewell to the Pope. Now the process begins to name a new Pope from among the Catholic Church's leaders from all over the world. And we'll be keeping you up to date with that process as it takes place. The other big news story over the Easter break was the return of Valerie, arguably the world's most famous sausage dog. You might remember we talked about Valerie before in the podcast, how she ran away from her owners during a camping trip on South Australia's Kangaroo Island. Well, after 529 days of being lost, Valerie was found at the weekend, and she's now being returned to her owners. That's almost an entire year and a half that Valerie was roaming about Kangaroo Island by herself. What an adventure she's been on. I mean, what did she eat? Where was she finding water? Where did she sleep? So many questions. She'll be able to reveal all, of course, to her owners this week when she is reunited with them. The Adventures of Valerie. They should definitely make that into a movie.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in England, where old and new forms of energy are on display. Starting with the World Coal Carrying Championships, which took place last week in the region of Yorkshire, the traditional home of coal mining in the United Kingdom. People from all over the country whacked heavy sacks of coal on their backs and took part in a race through the township of Gawthorpe to celebrate the town's coal mining past and to raise money for charity. Meanwhile, making headlines on the English coast not far away from Gawthorpe, and as a more modern, renewable source of energy, were a bunch of underwater propeller turbines, using the movement of the tides to turn the blades of the turbines to generate electricity. Just genius.
Animal Kingdom.
If Valerie the adventurous dashhound has been making all the animal headlines here in Australia over the Easter break, it's been a combo of weird and wonderful animal antics making headlines over in the United States this week. There's been the wild bear that was filmed using a family's backyard slippery dip for a little ride in the state of Connecticut. And yes, there's video of that in the episode notes. There's the community in the nearby state of Massachusetts that's been terrorized by a bunch of woodpeckers landing on cars and pecking their way through side mirrors and windscreens. Yikes. And then there's been the annual dog surfing championships in Florida, where Sammy the Chiweenie successfully defended his 2024 title. What's a Chiweenie, I hear you ask? It's a cross between a Chihuahua and a dashhound, of course, with wiener being the slang term in the United States for sausage. What is it with sausage dogs in the news today?
Pop Culture Corner.
Hands up if you were one of the many thousands of Aussie kids who went to see the Minecraft movie over the Easter break. Me too. Wasn't it awesome? And isn't Jack Black just the funniest? Well, we weren't the only ones, it seems. The movie was at the top of the box office for the third week in a row last week, which means it was the most popular movie for 3 weeks running. And as Christy told us before Easter, the movie is continuing to cause some very wacky behaviour in cinemas, with cinema owners across the country reporting wild scenes in the movies when the chicken jockey appears. That's a baby zombie riding a chicken. With popcorn, toilet paper, and even frozen chooks being hurled about the theatre. Maybe just quietly munch on your chock top and give a bit of a holler? There's no need to be chucking stuff about the place. Think of the poor soul that has to come in and clean up after you. A quick message to the adults listening. There's only 5 sleeps to go before the federal election. Thank goodness for that. Which means 5 sleeps to send a message to Canberra that you care about the amount of fake news, unsafe material, and misinformation that our kids are being exposed to online. If you haven't already, jump on over to our website, squizkids.com.au, to sign our petition and join the 11,000 others across the country who have done the same. Or, if you're voting this week and you get buttonholed by a politician wanting your vote, tell them how important you think media literacy education is for our kids. After all, they deserve nothing less.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which Italian city did the Pope's funeral just take place? Well done if you said Rome. Question number two. People taking part in a charity race in Yorkshire were carrying sacks of what on their backs? Yeah, that's right. They were carrying coal. Question number three. What's the name of the adventurous dachshund who was finally found by rescuers after 529 days on the run on Kangaroo Island? Yeah, that's right. The dachshund was called Valerie. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's Monday, April 28. Today is Pay It Forward Day, a day to perform a random act of kindness, to spread happiness and goodwill around the world. Today is also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Kylie from Forest Lake, Ruby from Paraburdoo, Calvin from Thornton, Mia from Fernvale, Shanyu from Oran Park, Ethan from Hazelbrook, Yorkin, who's listening all the way over there in Shanghai in China, and Manon, who's listening all the way over there in Irvington, New York. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Chloe from Northcote, Maple from Belmont, James from Newmarket, and Veda from Bundaberg. And classroom shoutouts today go to Class 6A with Mrs. McIver at Kalanga State School, Class 6V with Miss Vanatelia at Livingston Primary School, Room 17 with Mrs. Hutch at Hawthorne Dean Primary School, Class 5-6 Stingrays with Mr. Simone at Mount Riverview Primary School, and Class 5-C with Ms. Corey at St. John's Anglican College in Forest Lake. And don't forget, if you celebrated a birthday over the recent school holiday break, your birthday shout-out was announced in the bumper holiday quizzes for the week you had your birthday. Have a listen wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a Squiz Kids shortcut on Australian women war heroes. Perfect timing just after Anzac Day. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.